I'd like to begin by asking you a few questions about how this whole mess got started. Do you remember seeing him for the first time?
Yeah. You guys here on vacation?
Certainly are.
Welcome to the end of the world.
And it grows, and it grows, and it feeds me like it's never fed me before.
Okay, Michelle, so we're here to do the West Coast Project podcast for The Affair, episode 4 of season 3. Cole and Allison.
Yep.
All right, Michelle, so I was on a trip and I started rewatching this at the airport bar at LAX. And the very first scene, sexy time with Allison, had to shut my screen faster than fast.
Is everybody like giving you the look?
You know, you don't know, but you can't just let that play.
No, it was pretty intense.
But so Cole's having sex with Allison while Joni's over for the visit? No, it's a flashback.
No. Or he was just having a dream, I think. I don't think he was thinking. I don't think it was anything conscious, right? He's just having a dream about her. I didn't know. I didn't know what was going on.
That's an interesting take. I didn't even think that. I thought it was either flashback or something.
No, because Joni comes in the room, remember, and she's like, Daddy, Daddy, and it like gets louder as she's saying Daddy. So I think he's waking up, and I think he was actually dreaming about her.
Well, Michelle, aren't all dreams flashbacks?
I hope not. Are they?
Well, of a sort.
Maybe. I don't know.
I guess sometimes you dream of stuff that you don't ever have happen to you, too.
Well, definitely, but they may have some kind of hidden meaning, but we certainly know what this hidden meaning was, don't we?
I don't know. Maybe you can help me understand it. I was too busy guarding my screen from prying eyes at the airport.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is an interesting take on perception and perspectives here. So Cole's doing whatever real imagined dream or flashback with Allison, and I thought Cole is a pretty good daddy here in Cole's version of himself. He's pretty balanced, pretty fair. But he looks super doubtful, and Louisa starts to look like a real idiot in this version.
Yeah, you know, I was watching this with my middle daughter, Julia, and she hasn't watched it all the way through, you know, like every episode, but she's seen a bunch of them, but she hasn't seen any in a while. And she was watching this one with me last night. We watched it again. Or I watched it again, and she watched it for the first time, and she was like, who is that girl, Louisa, meaning Louisa? She's like, are they married? I mean, you know, so she was that far, like, out of the story, but she's like, she is horrible. I mean, she kept saying that. It was a real interesting thing to me to get to hear it from my daughter Julia's perspective, because, you know, they kind of led us into it, and to her, this was just, you know, not as important a character maybe as it is to us. And I didn't look at her that harshly until I was looking at her through Julia's eyes, my daughter. And then it was just like, wow, okay, I'm definitely seeing this.
Well,
like
I didn't have Julia to help me find out she's an idiot. She was doing the idiot thing that people do where she tells Cole every single detail of her day. I'm going to go put gas in the car. I'm going to get a coffee. I'm going to pick up the balloons. I'm going to get the gift bags. I'm going to get the toys. Cole's like, bitch, ain't nobody got time for that. He doesn't have time to hear all that. He offers to help, but she turns him down. And I mean, didn't she just sound stupid to you?
I didn't think stupid, but I just thought kind of harsh, you know?
Stupid, though. I mean, why do you need to tell, like, all her petty little mundane things where she was so self-centered. It has to be me, me, me. You know, why I want my cake, not Allison's cake. I don't know. And that's what stupid people do, or that's what unsophisticated people do, is they tell you stupid details of things and not meaningful things.
Okay, and I don't disagree with that at all. But I think what I was getting from Louisa in this episode is that she's feeling very insecure with her relationship with Cole. And so she's probably going overboard because we haven't seen that side of her before. She hasn't been like that, no. Right? But let me also point out that we haven't seen Cole's rendition of her in quite a while. So this could be how Cole is looking at her too. But anyway, I just felt like she was being very insecure and just really trying to overcompensate for that.
Well, you can be insecure and still be smart, though. Why do people babble on about those mundane details of who cares what you're going to do? I'm going to get the coffee, then the balloons, then the cake, then the toys, then the gift bags. I mean, who cares? Just I'm going out to get stuff for the party. See you later.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't take it like that. I thought maybe she was just, you know, happy to be doing this stuff.
She was not happy at anything in this. And I like Louisa. I'm surprised at how much I've flipped on her.
I have to think that they wanted us to, because I did as well. I mean, she was so hard to like, and I think they wanted us to flip on her, so what we see at the end isn't as bad.
Maybe Cole flipped on her. Maybe that's the point.
Okay, yeah, good point. Maybe that's it.
All right, so Joni runs in and reports Mommy's bringing a cake, and Louisa gets all mad. She's got a super cake on order that she refuses to cancel. And then they jump over to Cole at their new house. They made a pretty good economic recovery, Michelle, in whatever short time that Joni's short life has been here, 3 years, 5 years, whatever. They're building their own house now. They were pretty dire straits not too long ago.
Right. Joni was turning 5. And when they started the lobster roll, Joni was like 18 months old, if I remember right. So, yeah, you're right. In these 3 years, they really have done just an amazing recovery.
Now, Cole has the shittiest workers in the world working on that house, Michelle.
Well, that was his brothers, wasn't it?
Well, they're doing zero work and 100% conversation. They're not doing anything. They're sitting around talking. And Cole says he'll pick up Joni due to some conflict with Louisa's schedule. So but that's the plan.
Okay, so they're talking, but they're talking about Mary Kate not naming the baby after Scotty. Did you hear that? So I'm thinking maybe Mary Kate's had a baby somewhere in here, right? That we didn't know about.
I think she's just going around randomly naming babies.
Naming children? Okay, yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I didn't pick up on that.
Okay. I think that's what I heard. I watched it a couple times and I tried to pick that up. They're talking about Cherry and Cherry wanting her to name the baby after Scotty or something like that. And that Mary Kate doesn't is like, they're accusing somebody of like believing in voodoo and all that kind of stuff. And there's no way she's going to do it. I don't know, but it was just like that background conversation that was going on. That was kind of an interesting topic, maybe.
So Cole gets to Allison and Joni, and it's supervised playtime, Michelle, with the county worker.
Yep.
This is a hard scene to watch.
Well, that's what you said needed to happen, remember?
I know, but I like the second version of the county worker instead of this one.
Oh, okay.
Where she's just kind of reading her, you know, she's talking to Cole and bullshitting and not paying attention. I like that. But in this version, she's totally in control, watching every detail, making notes on how many monkey bars high she's climbing.
Well, right. And even pointing out that Joni can't ride with Cole because it's Allison's visit. So Joni has to ride. I mean, it's that, you know, invasive.
So Joni goes nuts on the monkey bars, too high, too dangerous. Everyone's holding their breath. Except me, Michelle. I knew zero was going to happen here. I was too scare tactic-y to have us like, oh, she fell and cracked her neck and she's paralyzed. I knew nothing was going to happen.
Well, she might have broken her arm or something. I mean, it could have, you know, been something. I think they were just trying to show us how scared Allison is. And Allison, you know, Allison's still having some issues. And more issues, according to her, than even according to Cole, about worrying. See, that's why she went away to begin with, was because Joni was sick and she was having flashes of bad things. She said things, you know, bad things, and we have to assume like really bad things. And that's why she took Joni to be with Cole and Louisa to begin with and went to that institution and got better. And she's supposed to be better.
Yeah, but that's never going to change. She's always going to be hyper alert to a child that she's lost a child. She's never going to change from that.
Absolutely.
This whole event is brutal for Allison, being watched every second. She knows she's high pressure. They're watching me. Am I going to pass? I felt bad for her.
Yeah.
It's interesting though. This is Cole's version of Allison struggling with this. So it's really interesting. There's really three versions of events. There's the main person, then there's the other person, and then there's our audience interpretation of the person being the person. You know, it's like three versions of it.
Well, he definitely has a lot more sympathy and empathy with Allison than he does with Louisa in this episode.
So back at home, Cole reports to Louisa. Allison and Joni are comfortable. Comfortable is not a... It's not a hard descriptive word, and it's mysterious. It's a little ephemeral, comfortable. And Louisa says, I don't trust her.
Well, yeah. I mean, she asks how it goes, you know, and he goes, well, they're good together. And it just like, I mean, it just like went all over Louisa.
Well, you don't say comfortable. You say, God, they're just great together. Or you know what? It's not going so well. You don't say a middle word like that, like comfortable.
I don't know. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with it. If you're going to send your kid to be with somebody, and you know, we're going to talk about this just for a moment, that Louisa thinks it's her child. She's raising this child in that context. I want the kid to be comfortable with who they're going to spend time with. I want the kid to get along well and be good together. That's the goal. The goal is not how you feel about it or you being jealous because the child's spending time somewhere else, right? I mean, the goal is what's best for this kid.
Well, I understand the goal.
I did not like Louisa in that.
I understand the goal, but Cole softens it. It's the descriptive word that I don't like. I think they are comfortable and they are doing well. Say they're doing well. They're doing great together. It's really good that they're together. They're doing great, Louisa.
Well, he actually said that they're good together. That's what he said.
He said the word comfortable.
Well, yeah. Yeah, they're comfortable around each other, meaning, you know, I took it as meaning after this time, now they're, you know, becoming comfortable around one another, but they're good together. I mean, I thought so you're saying you don't think he was descriptive enough, like he was being...
He was under-enthusiastic.
Vague. Okay. All right. Because she didn't think so. She was very upset with his description.
Yeah, it was flimsy. Hey, Michelle, how do you like doing podcasts with Mike? Hey, you know, I'm comfortable doing it with him. No, that's bullshit. I really like it. I really like it. Or, you know what? I don't really like it that much. I do it because I have to. Comfortable's it's a mushy word for that description, okay. For that event.
That's really interesting because I thought you were saying that he shouldn't have said that because it was making Louisa uncomfortable to hear that. But you're actually saying he should have been more upfront and honest. Maybe.
Yeah, I think he watered it down for a Louisa. I think he watered it down so she wouldn't feel bad. Like, oh, they're doing great, Louisa. You wouldn't believe it because that's going to make Louisa feel bad. So he like mushes it up. Oh, they're comfortable.
But she felt bad anyway.
Yeah, because she's a mess in this episode.
She is.
She says, I don't trust her. And then Michelle, Cole's drinking water. He takes a drink of a glass of water. And then later on, he drinks at that birthday party. He's drinking like tea or something. He's not drinking is the point. I think there's a I think there's a Chekhov's non-alcoholic situation here.
That's interesting because remember Allison turned down a beer too that Oscar was trying to get her to get. So.
Yeah, Oscar's still pushing the alcohol on everybody.
Yep. But they also bring up about the unsupervised visits. Cole asks when the next court date is and Louisa says it's in a couple weeks. Why? Why? You know, it's like, well, you know, he's like, no reason. He's like, this is when we grant unsupervised visits though, right? Or something like that. And she's like, we're not granting her anything. you know, she has a lot of anger toward Allison.
So Oscar meets Cole at that party, and he has his baby attached to him. And mm-hmm. he says Louisa is good for Cole. Do you remember Oscar and Cole being friends, Michelle?
No. So not at
just,
all.
They're just cordial with each other, and they are pretty friendly, but they're not old pals.
Well, Oscar works there, though, right? I think Oscar's working for him. Because
who did Oscar have really mad at him, though? Was that the Lockharts?
Yeah, I think so.
Everybody hated Oscar back
then. Everybody. I was trying to say, who wasn't mad at him? Yeah. Well, yeah.
He was a fuck-up. He was like a drinking... I don't know why. And he's trying to win the property rights for whatever. He was going to take over the lobster roll.
Right.
But now they're at least non-combative, I guess. Well, he seems a bigger person. Like, he's taking the high road. He comes up to Cole, and he's friendly. And, you know, I don't know. Oscar's pretty likable.
Yeah, I agree. I agree in this one he was.
I'd take a beer from him.
Okay.
All right, Allison shows up with her doomed cake. Joni and Cole greet her. Allison's all demure and friendly and kind of shy. And then she walks away after the cake misunderstanding. She's getting this cold stares darted at her from Louisa across the yard.
Well, yeah, because she comes up with like this, you know, homemade cake. And then Louisa comes out with this, like the grandest of all the cakes, this big, huge thing, and gives her like the dirty look. But I don't know if you noticed or not, but Cole, he's there, he's talking to Oscar and everything, and Oscar says he's never seen him look so happy, and Cole gets this really weird look on his face like, you got to be kidding me. And then Allison walks up, and it's the first time Cole looks happy in this whole scene, is when he sees Allison.
I think Allison's cake looked better than Louise's mansion cake, her blockbuster square cake.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, you know how I feel about homemade stuff like that. I think it's great. But it was just not as grand. Not as.
She's also too apologetic. She's like, oh, I'm sorry that I didn't know you already had a cake. And she's like really backing down. She, I mean, somebody brings an extra cake, you should be like, oh, that's beautiful. Thank you. Now we have two cakes.
Apologize. Right. Right. But, I mean, you know, I don't know. Cole should have probably told her, too. Because, I mean, you know, if she said, I want to make a cake, and he said, okay, and then Louisa said, no, I've already got a cake, then he could say, hey, I didn't know Louisa already got a cake. Don't.
Cole doesn't think of that. Guys don't think of that shit.
Oh, okay.
And they probably did it concurrently. Like, Louisa already ordered the cake. Well, Allison probably was baking it. He's not going to manage that scenario.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, Joni blows out the candles on the giant store-bought cake. And I don't know.
And Allison's standing way back.
Do the store-bought cake and the homemade cake have some meaning here in some sense? It's more personal to bake the cake than to go buy it and pick it up somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know that it was just like a typical store-bought cake. It looked like because now there's like these fancy cake places like...
You know, but the point is it was third party built. It wasn't made by Louisa. It was made by some commercial enterprise that she bought it and picked it up. Allison made the cake she brought.
Right. And also, you know, you got to kind of think, too, that those big, nice cakes like that, and they're like all decorated perfectly and everything, it's kind of like, I kind of related it to Cole and Louisa's marriage, right? Because it's just like appearances. Everything looks beautiful and looks good. And he's even talking to her about it in just a minute about how, you know, they're building a house together. They have everything. But deep down, it's not really what he wants.
Well, that's a good take, Michelle. Yeah. Damn good. All right, Cole, Joni rides the horse and falls off, and Cole makes Louisa stand back and let Allison handle it, and then he gets Joni back on the horse, kind of in the Lockhart way, get back on that horse. And he even kind of invites Allison into this decision, which was cool. And now, of course, Louisa's steaming, seethingly mad in the background. But Cole's really in charge in this version. I like that. And Louisa, of course, has to run away to hide because of this. She's been elbowed out of the picture by Cole and Allison parenting this Joni off the horse.
Yeah, I mean, I can kind of see how Louisa feels. This child was dropped off with her, and she has essentially mothered her through a really difficult time and everything, and then Allison shows back up, and I get how she feels, but I don't like the way she's
behaving. She's the adult. You don't run away and hide.
Right.
I mean, Cole, pretty soon, maybe it's this next scene, but pretty soon he is so over-the-top nice to Louisa that I'm like, I could never frickin' do that. Oh, come on, baby. I'm yours. He's so nice to her when he should be mad at her. Anyway, Cole goes and finds her and asks her if she wants to talk about it. He's so patient with her.
Yeah, and she doesn't say a word to him. It's definitely not there because she just walks out with Allison's cake. She just picks up the cake and walks out the door, brushes past him.
Is that
and
where then, she flings it up on the garage roof?
Like a pizza? No. But then everybody's leaving and Louise is cleaning up. And I think that's probably what you were talking about.
He's exceptionally patient with her immature ass in this scene. She doesn't feel at home in Long Island. She claims Allison's winning Joni back. That's good. She's the mother of the kid. And Cole's blinded to it. You don't even see what's happening, Cole.
Yeah, but now come on. You got to see this the way it ends, though, right? I mean, she definitely has a reason for her feelings.
How do you know Cole's not fantasizing at the end as much as he was in the beginning?
Because if he is, then Allison's fantasizing the same fantasy in the next one.
Joint fantasies. It's a new phenomenon.
No.
All right. This whole thing is too much work, Michelle. It's too much to sustain. If Louisa is going to be this way with Cole, I mean, if this is the relationship, it's too much to sustain. You can't do this every day. It's okay, baby. It's going to be okay. Don't worry.
No, I know. But now Cole, he's defending everything about Allison. And then he says, but you are my wife. It's not a competition. And then he says, Allison's afraid. We lost our child. And that's where she goes, and how am I supposed to compete with that?
You're not.
And she's not. But she is competing with Cole's affection.
Yes, she is. But she shouldn't be.
What should she do?
You want to have her locked up, Michelle? They lost their child. That's what Cole said.
Right. But what should Louisa do?
She should be a big person. She's an adult. She's not a child herself.
I know, but Cole is dreaming about Allison. We see what he does at the end.
She doesn't know any of that.
No, but she feels it. You know,
you're just letting that leak into your perspective of it. She doesn't know any of that. She's got the nice life with Cole. He's professing all kinds of love to her. He's supportive of her when she's a little bitch. And Allison's a wreck. Allison's on enemy territory, and she doesn't do anything to help her get like a little comfortable. Like, hey, Allison, I'm glad you could come. She just glares at her across the yard. I don't have anything for Louisa in this version.
I'm not defending her actions. Don't misunderstand. I'm just understanding how she feels. I think she feels this disconnect with Cole, and I think that it's, you know, probably what would fuel that type of behavior that I don't like either. So,
well, if there is a reason for it, if there's not a reason for her to act this way, she's creating a reason for Cole to act the way if he does go back to Allison.
Well, that's a good point. That is a good point. But I just feel like she feels like things are off. And
she's a self-centered, I can't believe I'm dissing my Louisa here and you're supporting her. I don't know. She lost every favor from me now in this version.
Yeah, it wasn't good. It was not kind to her.
All right, knock on the door. Detectives are asking about Noah's assault. Louisa provides an alibi for Cole. And then when they leave, ask Cole where he really was that night. So where was Cole that night, Michelle?
That's what I want to know, right? Why wouldn't he answer her when she says that?
And he's very clearly upset that Noah didn't die in the stabbing. I don't think he did it. It's too obvious that it would be him sneaking off and stabbing. And why after 3 years? You know, why? It's not Cole.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, wonder where he was then.
Well, he's off doing something wrong. There's problems with Louisa and Cole. I think you're right. It really is. He really is screwing Allison again. And it really is something that's a problem with their relationship, regardless of her immature activity. She is sensing something because it really is there. But I still think she should be a bigger person.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Like I said, I mean, I don't discount, you know, or I don't take up for anything she's doing at all. But I just feel like, you know, I mean, who wouldn't at least, you know, want to act like that, even if you didn't, and if you felt those kind of things. I don't think he was with Allison last Wednesday, though. I think that what starts with Allison just starts here. But I don't know.
It doesn't really matter where he was. The fact that she's standing up for him means one little thing, and the fact that she doesn't know where he was, that's another little thing. But I don't think they add up to the obvious that, oh, so Cole stabbed Noah. I don't think that's the math.
No, I mean, but it's not obvious to me that it was Cole. It's obvious to me that it was Gunther or something to do with him. So I'm just not, I would think it was.
See, I don't think so either. It was a girly stab. It was a weak stab. It wasn't a Cole rough guy rancher slash the throat. Cole or Gunther would kick his ass. They wouldn't give him a weaselly stab and then hope he bleeds out.
A weaselly stab. Okay, well, that's a point, I guess, yeah.
It was a girly stab, I think. Chicken shit.
That's interesting.
It was behind the back. He wasn't looking dark with the mosquito lights on. And chicken shit. He'd sneak up.
Okay,
outside.
So maybe it's Allison then.
Maybe. I don't know who else it could be.
I mean,
Joni. No, I don't know.
Cole
goes to Allison's to complain about the detectives. Why, Michelle? It's not her fault that the detectives are coming over.
Well, he, you know, I was really frustrated with this. And I'm telling you, I mean, I'm going like back and forth with emotion on this thing. He went there under the guise of chewing her out because she didn't let him know that Noah was out of prison. But that's not really why he went there. He went there because he wanted to see her. And he kind of wanted to unload on her.
Yeah, in more ways than one.
Well, okay. So,
come on, Michelle. This is a family podcast.
Right. I don't know. I mean, would he just go there? Because that's what I was thinking, too. The only reason he's going there is because he wants to see her. There's no other reason to show up like that.
Well, he was mad. I mean, he's an idiot, too. He was mad about the detectives, but why? It's not her fault. He's angry that she didn't tell him, but it's not her job to tell him, really, either.
No, and who's to even say she even knew? I mean, he didn't even know that she even knew, right? They're estranged.
Well, isn't he complaining that the detectives came to Allison first and then she didn't say anything to him, so then they came to Cole next,
right.
He's mad because, well, you didn't tell me they came to you and that they might be coming to me.
Right, but that was like that day. That was
know,
like that
a,
very
it's
day.
It's a strange
right.
thing for him to be angry about.
I think he's just, I think what they're portraying to us is that he's just angry, but he's angry because he wants her. And so he's like throwing out all of this other stuff, but he's really just angry because she's back there and she's this temptation to him and that's what he wants.
Well, when he gets there, she's dolled up in that shorty short nighty. Angry that Noah is out and free. Cole's angry that he's running around free. I will murder him with the cops watching if he shows up in this town again.
Yep. in broad daylight, yeah. But then he goes on to, I mean, he's like raging at her about how, you know, Allison, you just can't stand to see me settled. Everything's great when you're not around. You know, and she keeps going, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
Allison rocks it here, though. Allison, I think, is sensible. She's mature. I simply left the girl with her father while I was going through some shit. It was hard, and now a stranger's fucking watching me and monitoring me. It's fucking hard, Cole. Then Cole,
yeah, give me some credit.
Bones.
Yeah.
I liked Allison. I didn't like Cole and Louisa. at all in this version.
Yeah. I liked Allison, but this is what Cole's seeing, you know?
She's a train wreck. Allison is not grounded yet. She's still a mess.
Well beyond that, as we see in the next one.
She does well being a mess, though. She does well under these adverse conditions with frickin' Louisa, God, and Cole being mad at her. She's just, like, sensible. But I think underneath it, she's like, still pretty unstable.
Yeah, I think she's crazy. I think the girl is nuts. I don't know what we're going to see from her.
Crazy hot. Okay. All right, part two, Allison, Michelle. Playground scene again. This time it's cartwheels. Mm-hmm. Allison's cartwheel is Olympic quality.
Is it?
She does a damn good cartwheel.
Is there an Olympic category of cartwheeling? Well,
it was smooth. I'd give her like an 8.5.
No, she did great. Absolutely.
Cole and the social worker in this version are paying zero attention to anything going on. Whatevs. They're talking. They're not even looking at Joni on the... Joni's like Nadia Comaneci on the top of the monkey bars this time.
Yeah, she's balance beaming 10 foot up in the air, you know? It was terrifying.
Nobody watches her but Allison, and Allison calls her my brave girl and encourages her. Now, that's not good parenting. I don't think you let the kid walk.
No, that's the stupidest thing. You don't tell her it's okay to get up there that high and do that kind of thing. I mean, that's not even what those are made for. You don't do that on that. That's not good.
How much do you think of this is related to herself? You're a brave girl. Self-encouragement to herself, to like... with Joni as the surrogate?
You know, that's a good question. And that was something I was going to ask you about. I was going to ask you what you thought about that brave girl comment. Why would you encourage reckless behavior? I think it's part of her cracks, you know? And we're seeing the cracks in her view of herself, you know, in her take on it. We didn't see this in Cole's take.
Well, Cole put her back on the horse.
Yeah, but that's a good thing. You got to do that. If a kid wrecks a bike, they got to ride it again. I mean, unless something's broken, you get up and you get back on the bike.
Is that any different than monkey bars? You didn't.
Because she was reckless, and Allison encouraged the recklessness. She didn't just say, look, baby, you made it across. I'm glad you didn't fall, but you can't do that on
this.
That
would have
been the wise thing to say. You know, you don't go, oh, my brave girl. She is showing her some cracks in her common sense.
But I think it's Allison. I think it's Allison seeing through the prism of Joni what she needs to be, what Allison herself needs to be. You got to be a brave girl now, Allison. You got a lot of shit up against you. And she's saying it back to Joni. However, Joni's going to remember this at 5 years old when she's an adult. I think those words were more for Allison herself than for
Joni. Maybe. And I could jump in that lane with you. But the way she behaves the whole rest of this episode, I think she has just, I'm really concerned.
Well, don't worry, Michelle. It's just television.
Okay. Whew, okay.
All right. Cole and the worker chat away. Allison says, you're so big now. Look at you. More. It's meta. It's just commentary about herself. You're big now. Look at you. Let me tell you about, or Joni asks, tell me about when I was born. And Allison says it was a stormy night. She essentially probably duplicates the Gabriel story, right?
Stormy night. Well, no. She's telling about her birth.
I know,
but remember,
essentially Gabriel's death. I think she's symbolically talking to Joni here.
Oh, I don't think so. I think she was remembering her birth, but then Joni says, was Daddy there? And she says, yeah, he was feeding me ice chips. Well, there was no Daddy there.
Right.
You know, and we have to assume that Joni doesn't even remember Noah. I mean, she was only like 18 months old. I think, when that happened. So, I don't know. I don't know. That's just a weird thing to get into.
Did we see her run up to Noah? Did we see her as a quasi more than an infant with Noah before?
We saw her like dancing with Noah. Well, not dancing, but you know what I mean? Like doing a little kid dance. He was showing video of her to Helen and Helen's mom. But so she was walking, but she was only like 18 months old. I think when Allison told him that Joni's not his baby, I think she was 18 months old.
All right. Cole ends the play date. The social worker has already bailed on to better things.
Yep.
Ain't nobody got time for this. She's gone. So Allison says, how did I do today? What did Marlena say? I guess Marlena was the the guard or
supervisor.
The supervisor. She's like worried from getting in trouble, just like Noah's worried. Allison and Noah, man, put themselves in under the eight ball, behind the eight ball. Worried that she's going to do something to take her rights away, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
Noah says nothing. She's too busy for this shit. He's indifferent. He's a dick in this version. He's dickish to poor Allison.
Yeah, I just saw him as not. Yeah, he was a little short with her and everything, but I just saw him as not interested. I don't think Allison saw him as interested in her. But with Cole, his version, he was definitely interested in Allison. So I think that's kind of the differences.
Cole says, we're a no-nut household. Louisa has allergies. All right, Michelle, you're not going to like me commenting on this, but what a pussified situation. I know you feel differently, but Jesus Christ, they can't have any nuts in their freaking cake because they're going to go into convulsive shock or something. And then we got to see Joni, or we got to see Allison with the peanut butter and wonder what the hell's going on with that.
Well, what was going on with that?
I don't know.
You see, that's important. And you cannot blow off, Mike, a nut allergy. You can't do it. You got to understand how if you've ever seen anybody have a reaction to something like that, I mean, it is you can kill somebody easily.
I'm doing my talk to the hand version.
Well, you can, gesture. But I do not understand. You are so smart.
I will not sit here and let you downplay the dangers of peanut butter, Mike.
You can't downplay a food allergy, not a real food allergy. You cannot downplay that.
Oh,
it's
yes,
so
I
serious.
Can.
Well, you're too smart for that because it is so serious. It's that is like, Literally, if she was going to slip some peanut butter in something for Louisa, that she's trying to kill her.
And we never saw her do anything with that peanut butter except hold the jar.
Yeah, but the detective saw her hold the jar too.
I know, that's what's bad.
Mm-hmm. So what does that mean?
I'm making a fluffernutter, man. I got a craving.
That's not what she said.
I know. I'm just trying to be funny. Mm-hmm. Just trying to put some humor into this stupid, I'm going to die of a peanut butter, what reaction. All right, Allison asks if Joni can spend the night on her birthday, and Cole's more of a dick to her. Unsupervised visit? Let me ask the warden Louisa first. Puts it off on Louisa. All right, Allison's next scene, Allison's building some project, and we find out later what it is, like a dollhouse. Pretty cool looking one.
It's their old house. Did you notice?
I didn't notice it being their old house, but
it is their old house. I mean, down to the furniture and the setup. It is their old house that burned, that he sold.
She goes to meet the psychiatrist. He's a dick to her as well. And she's cool again in this. And under these adverse conditions, she's smart and concerned. I like Allison here again. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't either. I think I did not like that. She obviously feels put upon, and that's why she's viewing these situations like this. Because she feels like everybody is against her. Cole's hateful to her. Everybody's mean to her, even down to the court people.
Right.
And I just don't know how much truth would be in that, right?
Yeah, it's always she's under the she's the whole crowd is turned at her threateningly with the pitchforks and the, you know, she's under the gun with her version here.
And why? Why would they do that? I mean, people understand. I mean, of course, her leaving her child is a terrible thing. But if you're really mentally unstable, really, and you leave your child with somebody to go get better, I don't see how anybody could fault that. I mean, not calling and everything, of course, that's a really bad thing. And it makes me even wonder about everything.
Well, it makes you wonder if she's getting gaslit by all these other people, all these other parties. Like, they're trying to make her feel this way almost. I don't know. She's reading a lot into it, and she is putting herself more under the gun than she probably has to be, but she is kind of under the gun. I mean, any moment that social worker could say, you know what, this is not a good idea. I'm going to write a report that looks at you unfavorably, and you only have like one day a month supervised visit.
Well, right.
She's in a tenuous spot here, and she's got a right to worry, maybe not as much as she is, but.
Well, there's no doubt that you would feel really insecure having to rely on other people's opinion of you to be able to see your own child. There's no doubt about that. But I don't know. I think she's victimizing herself. She's just like, everybody is against her. And I don't find that attractive in her at all. I mean, assuming, and I'm going to assume, because I think she's kind of going off the deep end a little bit, I'm going to assume that she's exaggerating it.
Maybe, but she does recover enough to be kind of smart and cool with this dick of a psychiatrist. He warns/threatens her about her past depression, and we learn that his client, Joni, is his client that he's watching out for. So he's protecting his client from her own mother.
Right.
And he's the court advocate. He's also a sarcastic fucker. He's just mean to her. I know it's her version of all this happening, but he's mean to her. She's just frustrated. In her version, she wins the battle of wills and allegiances, I think, a little bit back from him, or her perceived being at a perceived disadvantage to him in this episode, in this version of the episode.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's saying that. He's asking about her marriage to a murderer. You know, she's like, we're estranged. He goes, but not divorced. And why aren't they divorced? Can we talk about that for just a second?
Because they're still married.
Oh, okay. I don't understand that.
I don't know. Maybe it takes two to get a divorce, right? They both got to sign off on it. Depends on the state, probably, but Noah's been... in jail, and maybe you probably don't go through the legal process of divorce if you're Noah in jail. He's only been out 2 months, is it?
You can go through the legal divorce in jail. As a matter of fact, that would probably be grounds for divorce, wouldn't you think?
A dude in jail is not going to worry about going through the legal steps to get divorced from the woman that's not in jail.
Right, but why hasn't she divorced him? I guess is what I'm saying. I see why he hasn't divorced her.
Funny farm knitting wool socks. I don't know. She's in the recovery.
I don't know. I think there's something else. I don't know.
I guess she had more. She was only in that funny farm for 6 months, so she had 2.5 years before that to divorce him. Maybe she doesn't want to divorce him.
Maybe she doesn't, but that's what I'm curious about, because he's out and she doesn't want to have anything to do with him. And she won't return his phone calls. She never picked up his letters, but she didn't want to divorce him.
She didn't pick up any letters, though. It wasn't like, oh, I don't want Noah's letters. She just didn't pick up her mail.
Right. You're right. That's correct.
All right. So next scene, Allison bakes the peanut butter bomb cake for Louisa, or at least looks like she's thinking of that.
Yeah, she's thinking about doing that. That is such a big deal. That is such a big, big deal. It's just that's incredulous to me. And, I mean, she says that she pulls this peanut butter out of the cabinet and takes it over, you know, walks over there with it with a confectioner's sugar. I mean, I don't know. That is nuts.
So the detectives show up. And now these two guys are clownish, Michelle. They ask about her knowing anything about Noah. And then they tell her he was stabbed. And Allison says, we haven't spoken in a year. That's news. That's news to us, right? They haven't spoken in a year.
Well, yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You know, she hasn't. I'm going to assume she's been back for about 6 months now. I'm guessing, you know, that she's had like 6 months of supervised visitation now with Joanie since last episode. But, well, that would make sense, I guess, then. Because then she quit talking to him when she went away for the 6 months. Okay, that makes sense.
So they ask about Cole's alibi, our alibi for Cole. And Allison just bows out and says, look, dudes, I'm in a custody situation. I want no part of this.
Yeah, but they ask if Cole was with her. And she's like, no, why would Cole be with me?
He's your husband.
No, Cole's not her husband.
Cole, yeah. He's your ex-husband.
Yeah. I don't either.
Then she hears Noah's message. Looks like for the first time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Calls him, starts to call him, and then bails.
Well, no, she gets a voicemail.
Baileys. Baileys on him. All right. Then it's Joanie's birthday, part two, Michelle.
Yep.
Allison brings the cake bomb.
The much bigger, much prettier cake.
It's better than the official one, even with its peanut butter, it's poison in it. Oscar agrees, I think, that it's a better cake, right? He agrees it's a good idea to bring the cake?
Well, he comes up and says that hers looks better. Yeah.
And offers Allison a beer. Good old Oscar. Yep. Keeping everything light.
Yep. Talking kid stuff.
Allison waves to Louisa or nods to her or whatever and gets the cold shoulder from her.
Yeah, Louisa goes over and hugs Cole when she does that.
I like that Oscar calls her Bailey. I think that's really cool. A cool salutation to a good friend is calling by their last name.
Right. Like it's that. Like a guy thing, yeah.
Allison asks about the timing of the town council meetings. Was Cole there? She's checking on his alibi, I think. She's checking on Cole herself now.
Yeah, she wants to know where Cole was. I agree.
And Cole almost catches this checkup on him. I don't know if he does or not, but he's right there. She turns around. He's right there. Do you think he heard that?
I think he heard part of the conversation, but she was just asking about the town council. I mean, nobody would think anything about that so much. That was actually very devious of her to ask it in that way.
If Cole really did do something on that Wednesday night and he heard her ask that, that's important, though.
It is important. Yeah, I agree.
So Cole's still mean in this version. Joanie's fifth birthday. Again, we know that. Sparkles the horse is a rental. He's not a real permanent horse.
Right.
All right, Allison nuts up and goes over to Louisa, which I think is pretty brave of her. She goes into the Louisa zone.
Yeah, she tries to.
Joanie rides the pony. She doesn't want to, and Cole kind of makes her. Get on that horse.
Yeah.
Allison tries to intervene, but is cut off by Cole. And then Louisa forces her to ride that big thoroughbred stallion of a pony. Now, Allison's worried. She's watching apprehensively, shaking.
Yeah. She's like having a panic attack.
And Joanie falls again. This time she's got like a bloody mouth. Looks like a worse fall in this
version. Yeah, no, she didn't have a bloody mouth. See, she didn't. She falls and she's fine. But that's not what Allison saw. Allison had one of those flashes that I think she was talking about before with Oscar. The things that scared her. And she saw Joanie laying there like dead. When that's not what actually happened. That's like the third time that I think Allison has cracked. I mean, this is really bad stuff, you know? And she's supposed to be better and she wants Joanie overnight and stuff.
Yeah, that's she's seeing visions of stuff. So this time Louisa comforts her and Cole comforts Allison. So, Michelle, let's do the math on these two perspectives. In Cole's version, he helps Joanie, and he's kind of the hero. In Allison's version, she's the fearful bystander, and Louisa is the encourager of Joanie to get back on the horse, while Cole comforts Allison.
Right.
So Cole is the man for Allison over Joanie. He's more worried about Allison in this situation, in this version, than he is about Joanie.
Well, he even tells Allison, he says, I do it sometimes too. And that was kind of horrifying. Of course, now he didn't see what she saw in her mind, but I'm assuming he just meant being overprotective. But I don't know.
You think this is just what Allison wants to review of this version of events, that Cole came to me because he was worried about me and more so than Joanie?
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so. But I mean, even in her own mind, she is like literally hyperventilating, freaking out and having hallucinations. It's really bad. I'm worried about Allison.
Michelle, are you worried?
I'm worried. I don't like it.
Louisa sends her and her poison cake away and then tries to take credit for working hard on the party. God, no, I hate Louisa, Michelle. I just hate her. I hate her in both versions. She wasn't like she was jobbed by just one bad perception of her. She was bad in both. So somewhere in the sum of these two versions is the truth of Louisa, and she's just not very likable.
Yeah, but I mean, it's Cole and Allison's version. What do you expect?
Well, Cole would remember her in a good version.
Cole's not thinking anything nice about her. Allison's version was nicer of Louisa than Cole's version was.
They put all the blame on Allison. The Louisa is putting all the blame on Allison. Don't be a monster. Or Allison says that. Don't be a monster.
Well, yeah, she tells Allison that's why Joanie fell to begin with, because she's always looking around for you. She's afraid you're going to leave again. I mean, it was some rough stuff that she was saying.
I guess what I like about Allison, even though she's like a flake, is that she's got some spine. I like when people have spine.
No, she does not have it. I'm sorry. I'm a victim. Everybody hates me.
Well, she says I'm grateful, but she is my child. And then that's where Louisa saunters off again. I don't know. She's got to stand up. She does stand up a couple, which she does it with the psychiatrist, and she does it here with Louisa on Louisa's own turf.
Well, yeah, and she did it with Cole in Cole's version, where she finally stood up when he's like, you know, ranting at her, and she's like, look, I'm doing the best I can. So, I mean, I guess you've got a point, because if she's backed into a corner, eventually she does stand her ground. But
she fights back with that peanut butter.
That's not funny.
All right, Allison drinks and makes art. I don't know what to remember what she's drinking. Do you remember? But she's drinking. I think that's important. I think drinking is a big part of this series for some reason. She's drinking something. Can't remember what. I made a note that she's drinking. And she's making that art. She's making that house, I guess.
That's smart. Yeah. Yeah. I did not pay attention to all that. But I think she was drinking wine, wasn't she?
I just said I don't remember, Michelle.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
There's a knock on the door and it's Cole. And he says, do you think I would stab Noah? Why did you sick the cops on me? What an idiot, stupid thing to say. She didn't sick the cops on him.
Right.
It's her version of it, I know, but somewhere near this has to be the truth. Has to be something close to the truth.
Well, he even said it in his. That was really close, because in his version he was saying, you know, why didn't you tell me? You know, you didn't even warn me or whatever. So, I mean, that's pretty close.
Equally as stupid, too. So then Cole says, did you build that dollhouse? Like, no, I ordered it from JCPenney's.
But it's their house, you know?
But
it's crazy.
Does he have to ask her if she built it?
Is that crazy, though? Or is it just me?
It's crazy that Cole is being so stupid.
No. Is it crazy that she's building a replica of the house?
Maybe, I guess. She's trying to find some stability here.
For Joanie? I don't know, Mike. Something's feeling maybe really kind of off kilter with this to me.
Maybe for herself.
I guess.
I mean, probably you got to save yourself before you can save or take care of or protect anybody else. So she's just trying to find some ground for herself. She's not that far out of this nut house that, who knows what happened in that nut house.
She checked herself in. Any place you check yourself in, you can check yourself out. I mean, as far as I know. And
I don't know if that's necessarily true. And I don't think you go, it's not a resort. It's a serious.
But it's not like a, you know, place that you go to get abused or anything like that. It's not like she was in prison. I mean, she went there to get better and she liked the place. She smiles about the place. Did they help you? Yes, they did. She likes it. And then she comes back and she's still hallucinating and she's making dollhouses of the house she had with Cole.
Well, what would you do with Joni, or what would you do with Allison if you had supreme control, Michelle, like you normally do?
No, I don't know that I would do it. First of all, nobody's seen what we've seen, like her hallucination and stuff like that, her vision, whatever you want to call it. So I'm not saying anybody should do anything. I'm just saying that we as the viewers definitely have like this little insight into her psyche, and I think it's really kind of creepy. Oh, and also point out that when they were there, when those detectives were there, they saw her with that peanut butter and asked her what she was making with it. And she said, a birthday cake. It's my daughter's birthday. So what's going to happen, Mike? Is Louisa going to... No, something's going to happen. They would not have put that in there for no reason.
Yeah, Louisa's not going to die of birthday peanut butter poisoning. She may get shot or something's going to happen to Louisa, clearly.
Something's going to happen with Louisa and peanut butter.
No.
And that's going to... I guarantee something else will happen. I guarantee it. Or maybe not. Maybe not. But something's going to happen and it's going to look like something happened to her, like somebody did something to her, and they're going to remember back about Allison with the peanut butter taking it to her house.
Right. But just saying that, doesn't it sound like a bit of a stretch to you? You're going to murder somebody with peanut butter? I think you're right. We're not going to agree on this, so let's just not pound each other over it. Okay. Something's going to happen to Louisa. It's going to be unclear who did it to her. It's going to be something violent, and motive is going to appear to be there for Allison. And then the cops are going to remember that, she was almost ready to bake a peanut butter cake.
Right, right. She was baking that to take over. That's why I think something might happen to her with peanut butter, but maybe not.
Little too much.
Okay, maybe, maybe.
All right, so Cole and the dollhouse are still... I'm making it for her birthday. She even shows him the electrical circuits.
Yeah, because she gets to turn down the lights.
And it's cool. It's a cool little thing. I mean, I don't think it's... Maybe it's so cool that it's psychotic that she puts so much detail into it, and it's so representative of the past. And she's dragging Joni into her sad past with Gabriel and Cole.
Well, yeah. She's had this conversation, you know, she has it with Cole here about how you have everything. You have the wife, you have the house, you even have my child, you have the business, you have everything. And then she's, you know, sitting at home gluing together popsicle sticks to make this thing.
Well, maybe it's therapeutic for her.
I guess. I get a creepy feel. I mean,
don't you ever explore your past and go and relive a little bit of it and think about it and write about it or go walk through the park you were a kid in? I mean, that's maybe what she's doing.
Of course, of course. Just something about this feels really creepy to me.
Yeah, the peanut butter.
I would not just the peanut butter. I could be totally off, but it feels creepy.
Allison's really jealous of Louisa, too, and it's not just Louisa of Allison. She's like, I did an awful thing, but I'm over it, and I'm here to stay. Here's her spine again. She's got a little bit of spine. I'll even watch you live with somebody else. You know, I'll put up with this adversity just to be better again and have my child with me.
Right.
And this is where Cole holds her hand and makes his move.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting, the girl version of the move that Cole makes and the boy version of it. He's really romantic in this version.
Yeah, yeah, there was definitely like, it was sweeter, I guess.
Maybe did this have anything at all to do with the opening scene of the first half with Cole and Allison?
No, other than the fact that Cole wanted her. He was having dreams about her.
Well,
I think they were setting us up for his mindset. He was having these kind of thoughts about Allison, and they told us from the very beginning before they showed us his whole story.
What about her motive with him, though? She's not forced by him. She likes it. She seems to be into it with him.
Well, yeah. In both versions, she's into it. But she even tells him, she says, you know, I have to stay in town watching you, she said. I mean, she said that. And then there's like this long pause. And then she goes, watching you love someone else and watching someone else raise Joni. You know, but she's like, here I am in town watching you, and then watching you love somebody else.
Yeah, I don't have any sympathy for that, because she fucked that up when she went with Noah.
Yeah, but that's her whole, you know, that's her thing.
That's not even a good argument, because that's like, yeah, that's great, but you had all this. You had all this before you fucked it all up. So what right. that you have to be here and watch it? You walked sure. away from it.
Sure, I could not agree more. I'm just saying that why wouldn't you think she would be receptive to him after a statement like that? I mean, why wouldn't he think it?
You lost me there. Why wouldn't he
think that she would be receptive to his advances? You said she wanted him too. And I'm saying, yeah, of course she did. She even says she did, basically.
Well, because she's the one that's fucked up. Cole is the stable, supposedly. I mean, it's all supposedly. She's supposedly the one that's on the outs and fucked up and got tenuous footing on everything. And she may lose her child and she doesn't have a base. And Cole is the one that's like stable. He's got the new house. He's got business thriving. He's got a nice wife. He's got a, you know, they even say all this at some point. But why does he blow it? What, you know, why is he ready to blow it? Why is he ready to wreck what he has with Louisa?
Well, you're saying he doesn't have anything with Louisa.
Well, he's blowing it with what he has with Louisa. He's about to have nothing with Louisa because this is going to come out somehow.
Oh, of course it is. I don't, you know, I mean, they've shown us nothing over the course of this time except how much Cole loves Allison.
Yeah, Cole's not just trying to get laid and have a quickie, you know, sex moment and go back home secretly. He's like tired. He's pissed off at Louisa. He's something with him and Louisa is unreturnable now.
I agree.
And so this is evidence of that. This isn't like a fling thing. This isn't an affair with Allison. That'd be funny. He's gonna have an affair with Allison now.
Well, he kind of is though. But yeah. That is funny.
And Noah will have an affair with Helen on the Frenchie LaRue girl. All right, I don't even know what to think, Michelle. I don't know what could happen next. There's going to be trouble. Louisa's going to be run over by a stampede of horses or something and get killed.
Something's going to happen to Louisa. But we're not even done, though.
I'm done.
Well, we're not, we're not done with it.
Allison, I was on the road, so you got to forgive my poor... First of all, thanks... everybody for being patient that we're late with this damn thing. I was on the road. I got a whole story about that. I'll tell you another time. But so I'm trying to watch this on less than perfect scenario at airport bars.
I think you
did
great. Yeah. But there's a whole other scene. I don't know if you saw it or not, but Allison wakes up and Cole's gone the next morning. Did you see that scene?
Keep going. I might have.
Okay. And she seems surprised. She's like calling for him. And I just made a note like, you know, seriously, you think he's going to come over, leave Joni with Louisa and spend the night? I mean, that was just craziness. But she was calling for him like she was surprised he wasn't still there. And she goes outside and she gets on her bike. And then this is where she sees Louisa pull up. And Louisa pulls up in her car and gets out of her car and walks toward her. And she says, I tried calling you. And then she says, you can have Joni on Tuesday for her birthday. And then she goes, I don't want to be a monster. And then she says, don't make me regret this. She
I said, actually maybe did Cole's see this. Right. Yeah, I did see this and felt like, oh, good. At least Louisa has a little bit of decency in her.
Right.
Yeah, so who knows?
Yeah, Allison saw her even nicer than Cole did. Because, you know, she does come and say that. And then we see Allison at the lighthouse. She's swimming at the lighthouse. And she's mentioned to the psychologist, the court-appointed, I guess, psychologist, that she's swimming and trying to keep herself healthy and all that kind of stuff. But she's at the lighthouse, which is where she met Noah. And she drives off and she's, like, sitting on the beach. I mean, dries off, not drives off. But she's sitting on the beach and she looks happy. This is after her night with Cole.
And she's wearing like a black bathing suit, just like Helen and Cole and Noah had when they were swimming.
Well, I think Helen had underwear.
I think it was blue, actually. I thought, oh, gosh, she's got the same black. And it was like navy blue, dark blue. I did see that. You're right. I was under a lot of pressure, Michelle, trying to guard my screen from people at that bar.
I think you did great.
All right, so that's it for 304. You have any final thoughts?
No, I'm just, you know, next week Noah comes back. Did you see the upcoming?
Nope.
Well, can I say it?
Sure.
Yeah, she's on her bike, and she's riding her bike, and she sees, well, at the end of this one, she's riding her bike, and she sees a red car coming down the road, and it's Noah, right? And Noah puts his, like, head out the window and, you know, cranes his neck to look at her. And then we see, upcoming next week, we see that Noah is back in Montauk, and Allison makes some comment about being healthy enough for sex, but not healthy enough to have her daughter, to Cole. And Noah's asking Allison what she thinks about him moving to Montauk. So, riddle me that one. I don't know what's going to go on.
Who do you think the two versions will be next week? Noah.
It's got to be Noah.
Noah and Louisa?
Maybe Louisa. I would kind of like to see Louisa's perspective. I got to tell you, I really felt like the affair was back this week. The first, you know, three episodes were like, you know, I've been less than enthusiastic, and I felt like the show was absolutely back. It really evoked a lot of emotion in me and everything, and I thought it was great. I thought, and you know, I love the parts I loved, and I loved hating the parts that I hated. So I thought it was great this week.
Yeah, all that peanut butter. I can tell you're really emotional about that.
That makes me mad.
All right, Michelle, 305 is next time. Hopefully we'll see some sort of a something between Allison and Noah. Either resolution or big fight or something. We got to find out what happened to them. You're right. Why didn't they get divorced, and why doesn't she take his... Why is she so mad at him?
I don't know.
He did a lot for her, and she's mad at him. And it's not just because, oh, you didn't throw Helen under the bus enough for me. He threw himself under the bus and saved two people. You still got to be grateful, even if you're one of the half of the beneficiaries of that.
Yeah, and that's not really what we saw anyway, because what we saw was that, you know, for 2 years, presumably they did talk, and then they just didn't, you know? Because she said, I haven't talked to him in a year. Not I haven't talked to him in 4 years or 3.5 years. So I don't know. I'm clueless.
Yeah, we saw them happy together in some scenes with the baby and everything in that nice apartment.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about since he went to jail.
Oh, I know that.
We have to assume that they did talk the first couple years, because otherwise she would have said, I haven't spoken to him since he went to jail, or I haven't spoken to him in 3.5 years or whatever. And that's not what they said.
And who tried to stab him? And who did stab him? And who and what the hell is Gunther doing?
I don't know.
I think the answers to all these mysteries have to be within this circle of people, because it can't be an outsider that stabbed Noah.
It could be Juliet, or it could, I don't think it was, but I'm just saying, it could be somebody who's a new character, you know, even, what's her name, Audrey or something. It could be anybody like that, and I would accept it, but it can't be somebody we don't know yet. I agree.
So Gunther, what's he doing lurking around? They left that on the hook. They didn't answer any of that.
Right. And we see Noah in the upcoming episode looking out of something and seeing Gunther again. Remember how he's like seeing him lurking? When you said that, it reminded me of it. So maybe Noah's losing his mind. I don't think so.
Maybe Gunther will hurt Louisa to pin something on, to hurt Noah by getting Allison in trouble.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. They all have to cross paths somehow. So it has to be woven in together somehow.
Well, yeah. And they also, I would think, will keep Helen relevant. I'll be surprised if she's not kept relevant. So I don't know.
She'll bring the jelly. That's
great.
I don't know. Who knows? We'll see. 205 or 305.
Yep.
All right, Michelle, how do people reach you till then?
On Twitter, at Michelle from TN.
All right, and I'm at Scathing Tweets, and this is the West Coast Project podcast for The Affair. So okay. Sorry we're late. We'll get it out, and then we'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
Bye, Michelle. At a
certain bye-bye. Point,
fate takes over a story, and even the author himself loses control.
I didn't kill Scott Lockhart.
Ah! We gotta find out who did.